We bring these products into the market via two revenue streams. One is we develop our own products, and we actually do a bulk sales in a B2B model. The second is we license our technology with larger companies like pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, media companies, hospital, et cetera. How it works is they pay us the development contract, and we take royalties from other future products sold. The example of this is our first product called Jerry the Bear. Jerry was born out of an insight that kids with type 1 diabetes were already taking care of their stuffed animals as if they have type 1 diabetes. So this Jerry has type 1 diabetes in his body system. So kids actually prick his fingers to check his blood sugar level, give insulin, feed him different foods. Where the magic really happens is through his 21 different animated storybooks. So Jerry with the kids, they travel along the world and help Jerry train for the All-Stars games and meet friends like Momo the Monkey and George the Vegetarian Shark. And they learn different lessons in social situations like how to treat hypoglycemia, how to plan a healthy meal. In return, Jerry learns how to learn different sports. We shipped our first production run of this bear in the Christmas of 2013. Since then, we were able to reach 4% of kids newly diagnosed, place Jerry into 25% of all pediatric endocrinologist office rooms, and also we've seen that even after 6 months of having Jerry, kids still play with him for an hour a week. And our longest customer have had Jerry for over 18 months, and they still play with Jerry. Part of the development of Jerry was funded by the National Institute of Health. The NIH sees Jerry platform as a really exciting way for at-home delivery of care for kids, and also a way to help improve social-emotional outcomes for a population that can be neglected. We are also excited that we actually sold out our first production run of 3,500 bears to two distributors, one in Canada and one in the United States. One of the distributors, we actually have a three-year contract, raising this number to 5,000 next year and then 8,000 the following year. Impact-wise, this year we're raising our reach from 4% to 30% of kids newly diagnosed with type 1 diabetes to have these bear. But Sprout Health is more than Jerry the Bear. Jerry the Bear is a platform as long as many technologies that we have. With the Jerry the Bear platform, our growth goal is to find more distributors to help more kids with type 1 diabetes and also add more diseases into the platform. Sprout Health has raised about $1 million. We also haven't gotten grant funding. We have really exciting investors backing our company from the Baldwin brothers, the founder of Build-A-Bear Workshop, and the current managing director of Texas Boston. We have 6 patents on the pipeline, 2 under queue to file this month, but our goal is to file a patent every month. We want to do that to really rapidly increase our thought leadership. Lastly is to build a partnership with the hospital to be our product testing site. As you can imagine, testing a product is really important for us, and we want to do that fast, and having a collaborative partner in the research and development would be really great. Our goal is to really make kids' health a fun experience and make a massive, massive impact. If you're interested in learning more and want to hop on our journey to make this happen, please come talk to me afterwards. Thank you.
Can you talk a little about the competitors out there? Who else is doing this? And like, are you the only one doing stuffed animals, or what's that?
Yeah, sure. We actually don't have a direct competitor. We're probably one of the only companies who's really actively doing this. One example that many people ask is, is Huggable, the MIT Media Lab-backed teddy bear, your competitor? The biggest difference is this. Cynthia Brazil's product, that's her bear, has been in the lab for 9 years and is only in the hospital setting. It hasn't really gotten to the hands of the consumer. But with our product, we developed this in 2 years and able to ship the product into 500 families' hands. So the type of reach that we can do is really different. In the social robotics space, that's in the pediatric space. Those two are the examples. Our company, Cynthia Brazil's bear, is the one that is being shown. But in terms of consumer lens, I think we are the only one doing this, and it's kind of unique to make that happen fast.
So you mentioned something about sales in three years from now. Mm-hmm. What are your longer term ambitions in terms of what sales level you think you can rise to?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with the type 1 diabetes market, there are about 75,000 kids with type 1 diabetes. In that model, by working with this distributor, we want to reach 100% of kids newly diagnosed to have a Jerry the Bear. In the larger markets, such as type 2 diabetes and obesity, similar model, work with a distributor or a company that has a higher reach, so that instead of starting with a single-digit number of distribution, we want to start with a double-digit number of distribution. And from there, we can really build our brand. You know, we can work with their brands. With our technology, we can also use our Jerry the Bear. But our goal is with every health verticals, we want to reach to 100% as fast as possible, you know, expand horizontally with multiple verticals, but also really deeply penetrate this market to help kids in a really massive way.